Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for taking the time to be with us here today. Allison Skaberg here with Consolidated Planning Group. We are happy to be here today with Kaylin Rubenzer. She is with UT and also a part of lifelong learning, which we're going to be learning about today. I'm happy to have this presentation today. We have not presented on this topic ever. So I'm very, very excited to have Kaylin with us. I always like to start by going over just a few quick housekeeping items. We are in webinar mode today, which means that we can't see you or hear you, but we do know you're there and we are glad that you've joined us today. Sometimes people join us and listen in on the podcast. So everyone who's registered for today's webinar is going to get a copy of today's slides, as well as a link to the recording. And if you're listening to this on podcast, you can email us at contact@cpgcares.net. That's contact@cpgcares.net, and we will be happy to send you a copy of these slides. All of our webinars live on the Consolidated Planning Group YouTube channel after the fact. There are over 400 webinars on planning for a loved one with a disability. You name it, it is out there. So you can check those out at your convenience, and they're available real time, and there's no subscription fee or anything like that. So if you've missed one, you signed up for one and you've missed one, they'll always be out there after the fact. Consolidated Planning Group, we are a holistic special needs financial planning firm. We have over 30 years of experience. We're nationally certified as Social Security advisors, members of the Special Needs Planning Academy. We are an advisory and consulting firm. People come to us because they want to plan for the future of their loved one with a disability. They want to learn when and how to apply for public benefits. They want to maintain those public benefits and plan for the future when they're gone. We help people put lifetime protection plans in place. We do a lot of transition planning. We help people understand how much money they need to fund a special needs trust. We help set up ABLE accounts, and we do a lot of advocacy. And our advocacy is really by way of our YouTube channel, as well as our webinars and podcasts as well. So having said that, Kaylin, it's certainly my pleasure to be here with you today. I'd like to invite everybody, as we're going through the presentation, if you have questions, somebody else probably does too. So if you'll put those questions in the chat box, I'll be monitoring the chat box and we'll get to as many questions as we can. If you're planning your time, we are scheduled for an hour today, so it will be an hour or less if you're planning your day. So having said that, Kaylin, tell us a little bit more about you and lifelong learning with friends. We're excited to have you here with us.
Hi there. So Allison was kind enough to introduce me. My name is Kaylin, and I work as Executive Director of Lifelong Learning with Friends, LLWF. We are a nonprofit post-secondary education program based at UT Austin, and I'm happy to give you more information today. I like to begin all of my presentations with a little bit of background from me. I think it's important to kind of understand who I am as a human being and why I'm involved in this program. I worked as a volunteer with Lifelong Learning with Friends since 2017. I studied neuroscience at the University of Texas at Austin with the intention of researching neurological disorders. And I found this program as an undergrad and really loved it. When I was in school, I researched autism and Fragile X disorder. I was really curious about kind of the science behind these disorders. But I ended up really liking working with humans with autism and Fragile X and IDDs. And that's how I kind of came to work within Lifelong Learning with Friends. I also worked as a community attendant for over a dozen families with IDDs. So I worked within homes with both children and adults with IDDs. And that gave me a really special perspective on kind of the services and lack thereof for people with IDDs as they aged. And I think my most important inspiration is that my older brother, Zach, this is a handsome picture of him, he's on the autism spectrum. So, of course, I have that perspective as a family member about, you know, I have my own personal opinions about what makes Zach's life great and the, kind of the support that he needs. And I take that inspiration and really try and implement it with my work with lifelong learning with friends. So again, I come from a diverse background. I was a researcher, I was a community attendant, but then also me being a sister of someone with autism really inspired me to develop comprehensive support for adults with IDDs. Next slide. So, an introduction to our program. Again, I am representing Lifelong Learning with Friends. We were started at the University of Texas at Austin in 2010, so over a decade ago, by a neuroscience professor, Dr. Jonathan Pierce. He, like me, comes from a science background, but the biggest driving force is that he's a parent of someone with Down syndrome. His name's Ocean. And Ocean was the inspiration for our program. John and I are staff members at UT, and we wanted to capitalize on all of the nice resources we had as UT staff members and make that available to adults with IDDs. So again, we were founded and led by family members. We continue to be led by family members. That's our biggest kind of driving force and inspiration for the philosophy of our program. We provide inclusive higher education and social opportunities to adults with IDDs. So we provide classes at UT alongside UT undergraduate volunteers. Something I really want to emphasize is that we have that one-to-one ratio. So we're bringing in UT undergraduate students into our special education classrooms to have that inclusive format. And the undergraduate volunteers are not serving, in a mentor capacity where they're stepping in and doing the tasks for adults with IDDs. They're learning alongside them. That's really important to us in terms of equity and inclusion, that there's not a dynamic in the classroom where the UT volunteers are, in a class above. They're learning the topics at the same pace and expected to do the same activities and assignments as the adults with IDDs, which I think is a really unique dynamic in special education classrooms in general. Another unique aspect of our program that I'll go into more detail about is that the students self-select academic topics in our program. So we offer a variety of STEM, liberal arts, and self-development topics through our program. And we don't have a rigid degree plan, which means that students can self-advocate and choose classes that are personally tailored to their personal interests rather than being locked into a rigid, vocational plan or a degree that, may not have topics that appeal to your learners with IDDs. They're able to actually, curate an academic experience that is reflective of their interests. And I'm happy to show you some of our courses. If you'd go to the next slide, please, Allison.
Kaylin, I have some questions on like who is a good fit, and I have lots of questions.
Okay.
Like some of these courses, are they available for credit? Are they non-credit courses?
They are non-credit courses. So we're based at the University of Texas at Austin. And so we have the access to kind of the quality of instruction through UT. But because they are classes offered through our nonprofit, they're not technically for credit through UT. We are in development of a certificate program, just so you can kind of, get something on paper, out of the program. But no, they're not for credit. But we're happy to provide strong recommendation letters for vocational, opportunities. And again, we are working on a certificate program.
Wonderful.
We like to speak kind of the value of our program is beyond, having a piece of paper saying that you completed a degree at something, but the impact our program has, I'm going to go into detail of it later on in the presentation.
Sure. And do you think, so I'm thinking about like who is a good fit. There are a lot of people that have a loved one with a disability that has the capacity to go to college or university in the future, but maybe they're not quite there yet. Is this a good middle ground? Is this a good like first step, like dip your toe in the water, try some stuff, and not worry
Yes.
about messing it up or anything like that?
Yes, I'll go into this during on this slide and then later on in the presentation as well. But we do like to think of ourselves as a stepping stone for students considering a more kind of intense commitment for post-secondary education programs. A lot of PSE programs, that's post-secondary education, a lot of PSE programs want the students to live on campus or commit to a full-time schedule. And that can be a really big transition from high school. Our program, I think, is nice in that it's flexible and that students can take classes part-time. They're practicing being on a college campus, being around age-appropriate peers, learning sophisticated topics. So it can be seen as a stepping stone program for more ambitious students. But we also serve a really different kind of constituent base that I think are often not really thought of in traditional PSE programs. And I'll go into that now. It's a perfect transition. So our program and our priorities are really kind of different from traditional inclusive PSE programs. And we distinguish ourselves in three, I think, really important ways: accessibility, affordability, and then our unique academic offerings. The accessibility of our program was really inspired by John and I's experience as family members. John's son Ocean has Down syndrome, and Ocean really excelled on kind of verbal assignments and open discussions, but struggled in other academic areas. And whenever John was looking through traditional inclusive PSE programs, Ocean would not qualify for a majority of them, even though they're personally tailored and created for adults with disabilities. They weren't very accessible to students of Ocean's support level. And so when John and I were creating this program, it was paramount to us that it could include and be accessible to all adults with IDDs. Traditional PSE programs, a lot of them have an application or kind of basic requirements in terms of either academic ability, like reading, writing, or verbal, or they require a level of self-sufficiency or independent living skills that is, it's just not the reality for a lot of people with disabilities. And so we didn't want these factors to exclude adults with disabilities from higher education settings. We're lucky to be friends with a lot of PSE programs across Texas, but again, they would not accept people like our family members. And so that really drove us to really prioritize accessibility of our program. So again, we don't have an application. We also the ability and the scale of us, we're able to serve over 300 adults with IDDs per year. The average program in Texas that offers higher education options for adults with IDDs accepts 8 to 10 students a year. There's more than 8 to 10 adults with IDDs in Austin, if you didn't know. And so that the scale and kind of the accessibility of our program is really special to us. Something that is really nice as well is that we have in-person options, which is great if you want to be on the 40 acres and you want to be on UT campus. But if transportation is an issue, we have virtual programming as well. And so that's also a huge kind of benefit of our program, because the majority of the inclusive PSE programs are only hosted in person. And as family members, I'm sure we all can identify with the common struggle of allocating transportation logistics for our loved ones. And so the virtual option makes it very convenient to access from home. And again, the size of our program and the availability of the resources from UT and the instructors we have make it so we can serve a lot more students than most PSE programs are able to serve. The second thing that I like to kind of brag on our program about is the affordability of it. Since our inception, we have not changed the course price. we've withstood inflation. And so our 6-week-long classes are only $125. To compare, of the other 15 PSE programs in Texas, they're comparable to university tuition. A lot of them are about And they do include housing, but a lot of them are 7 to 8 grand a semester. That was not something that my family could afford just out of pocket, for my brother Zach. And so we wanted, again, this is another factor limiting accessibility for traditional programs. We wanted to keep our classes as affordable as possible. We were really lucky to receive funding from the city of Austin, but also Aetna, the insurance company, that if the $125 is still kind of cost prohibitive, we are happy to give scholarships. Either we can waive half of the course fee, or for families that are demonstrating significant financial need, we're able to completely waive the course fee. We just have a short, simple application. We really, again, as family members, we wanted to eliminate all barriers. And the final thing, which I think is the most fun thing about our program, could you go back to the last slide, actually, Allison? The last thing that I think is really kind of fun about our program is that we have really unique academic offerings. Traditional universities like UT allow neurotypical students to take and pursue academic topics for the sake of learning. When I was a neuroscience major at UT, of course, I took classes that were relevant to me being a neuroscience researcher. However, I was able to take Bollywood dancing, and I also took a social dance class and horticulture. Going to a university like UT that has the resources and the intellectual environment that it does, I was able to pursue topics that weren't relevant to my job, but were for, life enrichment and intellectual, stimulation. And we found, upon analyzing other PSC programs, that that philosophy is not really apparent. Most PSC programs very narrowly focus on vocational training, and we think that's an excellent academic focus, and that's necessary for quality of life for adults with IDDs. But I wanted to create a service that touched on Zach, my brother's personal interests, and what he personally wanted to learn. And so again, that philosophy is really baked within our program, that we wanted our family members to have access to quality high education opportunities, but also the fun academic topics that UT or U of H would offer, but are typically inaccessible to adults with IDDs. So if we go to the next slide, I can show you kind of samplings of our course offerings. So this pie chart shows kind of the breakdown of topics we offer through our program. The majority of them are humanities or liberal arts topics, but we also offer STEM, more sophisticated STEM classes, and then also self-development. I really like the self-development sector of our programming, because these are topics that I think are just really necessary for, advocacy and protection of our loved ones with IDDs. So past course offerings we've done is women's health, dating and healthy relationships, which is always a huge popular topic within our program, and then Adulting 101, the roadmap to independence. These are all, the curriculum for these are designed with me and other transition specialists from Austin, parents of adults with IDDs. These are all the curriculum for these is planned to really help support adults with IDDs transition to adulthood, but then also maintaining healthy relationships, maintaining their personal health, living independently. We offer a lot of courses based on these topics. I think the most brag-worthy courses in our program have been STEM, just because, again, these topics are not commonly taught to adults with IDDs. One of the first classes I taught with our program was a forensic science crime scene investigations course. My dad is a forensic psychologist, and so I brought him in to, it was just a really unique class, because I don't think this is typically a topic that people think adults with IDDs enjoy, but they do. So we've had forensic science. We had a class taught by a graduate student in neuroscience about optical illusions. And we also had a course about pharmaceutical drug discovery, where students would come into class and discuss what medications they've been taking for their entire life. And then they got to dissolve them and look at them under microscopes. And they got to test them and, C. elegans, which are nematodes. It was a really just unique, sophisticated course. The people probably think that people with Down syndrome aren't interested in sophisticated topics like this, but it was just such a fun, it was I've never seen anything like it in a special education classroom. The most popular offerings in our program are humanities courses. We do often foreign culture courses. I did one on Southeast Asian culture where I brought in Vietnamese food and Chinese food, and each week we sampled it and talked about the regional differences in cuisine. We had another class of stop motion animation where students made clay figures and they designed their own and recorded their own stop motion short films. We have a lot of music classes, and then my personal favorite, which I offer exclusively through the program, I do in-person cooking courses. So last semester I did an Asian cooking course. In previous years we did a taco making class where I taught students how to use the tortilla press, and we made our own corn tortillas. It's just, again, the offerings that we have through our program, I've never seen anything like it in other PSE programs. I think it just offers kind of the breadth and the sophistication of academic offerings that, UT had when I was a student, that aren't traditionally available to adults with IDDs. So that's really special to me. So this is our summer schedule right now. And I'll walk you through this table. So on the left-hand side, that column is showing our course titles. If you look through these, of course I'm biased, but I just think that the course titles for these are something that me and my friends would have taken at UT. So we have a marine biology class that's happening right now. One of the most popular topics in our program is Disney. We have a Disney history class. We also are doing a ukulele class, a virtual class over Studio Ghibli movies if you like Japanese animation. But we also have these other courses happening later on in the summer. We have a virtual class about Harry Potter, a fashion history course. My personal favorite is I'm going to be teaching a class later this summer about cheese, chocolate, and wine. So it's a foodies course where each week I will bring in different cheeses or chocolates, and we'll talk about the process of making them, the economical, impact of each of these things, and of course we'll taste them. And then we also have a class at the end of the semester, which is art therapy. So students will, roll up their sleeves and do clay and mosaics, and it's interwoven with art therapeutic practices. So I wanted to include our summer schedule just so you can kind of have an idea of the variety of courses that we offer. And we release new courses, completely new topics, every spring, summer, and fall. The class content and organization, here's what the classes look like. They typically meet weekly for 2 hours. And the classes are organized, I think, in a way that's supportive of students of all ability levels. The curriculum is developed with my help using universal learning design principles. So this means that the content is optimized for all verbal reading and writing ability levels. There's not going to be a class where students are handed a worksheet and they're supposed to complete it independently. The content of the class is usually done using a PowerPoint, which has minimal writing on the slides. It's mostly verbalized out loud. There's short videos played throughout. And then class is broken up, frequently with small group activities that are volunteer-led. And so no students that, struggle with certain either, reading or writing abilities, they're not going to be left behind in terms of our class instruction. I would say maybe a quarter of our students are nonverbal or limited speaking ability, and you know, we're happy to still support them in our classes and engage with them in a level that they're comfortable in participating. Another thing that I think is nice about our program is that we don't have graded assignments. A lot of traditional PSC programs, because they partner with Texas Workforce Commission or larger government agencies, they have reporting requirements, which means that the students have to be completing assignments and activities that may be difficult for them to do. But because they're reporting requirements required by the program, they sometimes get left behind. Or, you know, I could talk about this for days. But you know, we really care about kind of meaningful inclusion and meaningful participation. In traditional programs, if students are not able to complete the assignments, usually an aide or a teacher will jump in and complete it for them. I think this kind of takes away the, to me, the importance of being included in classrooms like this and engaging in the way that they can engage. Because we don't have the pressure or the emphasis on graded assignments or reporting requirements, we really just emphasize student enjoyment as a measure of engagement and participation. It's less pressure, I think, on the students. What I think is really unique about our program too is we have a nearly one-to-one peer support ratio. And so this enables us to, you know, meaningfully support students with higher support needs. Traditionally in PSE programs, I think the ratio is maybe 10 to 1. You know, an instructor has a class of 10 students, maybe there's one or two peer aides. Because we have so many UT volunteers that are ecstatic about, you know, participating in these classes and befriending our loved ones with IDDs, we are able to, again, support students with a diverse range of ability. And then the flexibility of our program, again, we allow students to self-select topics, and then absences are not penalized. That's another feature of traditional PSE programs that you might see is that absences are not allowed. Again, because they have reporting requirements, you know, attendance is mandatory. Certain degree plans are mandatory. Because we are our own independent nonprofit and we're self-sustaining financially, there's flexibility in kind of how students can participate and engage with our courses. Oh, yep. So, you know, we're based at UT, and we love being on the 40 acres. I, of course, have a lot of pride about our program, but I'm also, you know, I'm happy to share information about other UT options. Again, as we said before, our program can act as a stepping stone for other educational and social opportunities at the University of Texas at Austin, depending on each student's goals. Again, some of our students are right out of high school and they're ambitious and they want to do a four-year college plan. And I'm happy that our program can kind of step as a intermediate, you know, transition phase. However, a lot of our students are 40 or 50. They don't have plans of attending a full-time program. This is a life enrichment program that, you know, hence our name is supposed to be lifelong. And so depending on each student's goals, there's other resources at UT that I'm happy to give you some information on. Texas E4 is a fantastic, you know, parallel IDD education program that I used to work for as well, that is also on UT. This, I think, is for, you know, those ambitious high schoolers that are wanting to live independently, wanting to commit to a full-time degree plan and can handle it. Texas E4 is an awesome program that I heavily endorse. This is an employment-focused education program also at UT that's finite. It's only 3 semesters, but it combines classroom instruction, career-building experiences, and they live on campus in dorms. So this is a program for students with typically lower support needs that want to live independently, that want to have a job, that want to make friends on a college campus. This is kind of the full commitment traditional PSE program that we often serve as a stepping stone for. Another great program that I'm actually a co-faculty advisor for is Best Buddies. I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with Best Buddies, but they're a nationwide organization that have local chapters, one of them being at UT, which is specifically a social opportunities program. They pair one-to-one friendships between college students at UT and then individuals with IDDs in the Austin area. And they organize monthly social events. So, you know, of course, I love lifelong learning with friends, but there's other great resources at UT as well that I'm happy to share information with, or you take them in tandem. But here are other options in the Austin area. That is the end of my formal presentation. Here is information to contact me. That's our general program email and then also my personal one. I'm very responsive to both of them. If you want to set up a call with me, I'm happy to give you more information. Or if you'd like to do reading yourself, you can scan this QR code, which will take you to our website. That gives you more information about our program story, our current course offerings, and then you are also welcome to join our subscriber list to be notified whenever we release new classes.
Will you guys be having classes this summer? Or I know you were saying like 6 weeks or whatever, but tell me about classes this summer.
Yes. So the if you go back on a few slides, that was actually our summer schedule. So you can see the classes that are going on now. The first half of our summer has classes have actually already begun. They began last week. But we still have some classes that are starting in the later half of the summer, that orange part of the schedule. You can see the enrollment for each is 13. Class fees, 125. You can see the days of the week that they meet and the dates. And they are typically held in the evening. This was done so, you know, oftentimes we're relying on parents or guardians to help with transportation to UT. So this is done, you know, after the workday. And hopefully, you know, mom and dad can go out for a bite to eat, have a glass of wine, and then come back at the end of the night to pick them up. But yes, we have, you'll see this summer we have a majority of in-person classes and only two virtual, but we're planning to release about 15 classes in the fall with a handful of virtual options. So if you don't live in the Austin area, you know, this, you can still access our program if online classes are your thing.
Awesome. And that goes for people that might be listening in from out of state as well. They could sign up for those virtual classes as well.
Yeah, it ended up, you know, for the majority of our program's existence, we were exclusively in person. But of course, COVID happened, and we made the serendipitous transition to a hybrid program. And we initially did not want to do this because it didn't feel conducive to kind of what I think is a successful special education classroom. But it ended up being very, very popular. And I think it just kind of, one, underscores the importance of, you know, alternative education programs. But also, I mean, again, as family members, we know transportation logistics are such a huge barrier to resources for our loved ones. And, you know, this option is just so convenient. You know, you can just crack open your laptop and join from home. This is also an attractive option to students living in group homes. You know, we've expanded our programming in that way. But then also students that are wheelchair or bed bound, that they are able to participate in programs like this when previously they weren't. Again, this happened during COVID. We were forced to do it, but it ended up identifying, you know, we were able to get students from 13 different states. Again, we exclusively operated just at UT before, but now, you know, our outreach has been a lot more broad, and we love that. So I saw in the chat, where do we apply for the classes? Is there a link for signing up? I'm going to add our class, our website that has a link to our summer classes in the chat. So I will put that there. That's where we sign up. I am also happy to add you to our subscriber list if any seats open this summer or when we start advertising for the fall, which will be in the next month.
And furthermore, they can just go to Google, our friend Google, and put in lifelong learning with friends and find your website, and they can kind of go sign up for classes that way as well, right?
Yes, it's a long name. I know it. It's not fun for me to type either. But I'm happy, after this presentation, I can also give you guys a flyer, which again will have all of my contact information on it, which should be helpful for distribution.
Yes, so everyone that is signed up for today, again, you're going to get a copy of the slides with her contact information and a link to the recording. What I love about this is there's so many of our kids that aren't there yet at 18 or maybe 21 or 22. They're leaving the public school, but it doesn't mean that they're never going to be there, but they really do just need to be able to dip their toe in. And what a good way to dip their toe in to actually do a class that's fun. I mean, some of them don't really want to sign up for math or writing or reading or
Sure.
something like that. So I love that there are some fun classes and fun options. And I always am just reminded that it's not a race. I know on social media we see what everybody else's kids are doing and all that kind of stuff, but it's not a race. But the lifelong learning, I think the love of lifelong learning is comes to my mind. And if we can get them plugged in and they enjoy that, that's when we're going to see them take next steps and kind of grow into the future. Our kids might be 33 when they come out with a degree or a certificate, and it's okay. It doesn't really matter, but I love that you guys have a lot more options that are fun. And kind of doors that you can walk through than some of these other programs. It's certainly been my pleasure being with you here today, Kaylin. And I love that you shared this information with our group. It is going to live on our YouTube channel after the fact.
Great.
And I think we should mention, maybe you did, but the Lifelong Learning Program, it is a charitable organization. It is not. This is not it's not directly under UT. It is a charitable, it's a separate thing, correct?
Yes. So we are an independent nonprofit, which is beneficial to us because we kind of escape the more kind of what
Rigid
is the word?
criteria that you have to meet.
We're more
I
nimble.
gotcha.
We're more nimble.
Yes.
And so we're able to kind of have more flexibility and kind of more jurisdiction about the offerings that we want to do. But we're really lucky in that UT houses us. So again, we're kind of creatively free, but we benefit from so many resources from UT. One, we have hundreds of UT volunteers that enthusiastically support our program. We also have classroom spaces, state-of-the-art science labs, and lecture halls that I think are very unique and well funded from UT. But then also the access to the high quality instruction. Many of our teachers do come from local school districts that are special education teachers or transition specialists. But we're at UT, and so previous classes have been taught by actual professors from UT. The one that comes to mind is we did a class on dangerous animals, and it was taught by Dr. Jonathan Pierce. And during that class, each week we had a special guest lecturer. We had a mosquito researcher from Harvard come as a guest lecturer for that. We also had a researcher from Brown that was specialized in eels and how they are predators to other animals in the marine biome. And so again, the access to kind of high quality, well-respected experts in the field is really unique for PSE programs. And that was something that again, I think we really wanted the philosophy or program to have dignity for our loved ones with adults with IDDs, that this is just as quality as the educational experience that I had at UT, delivered through a special education lens.
I love it. I love it, Kaylin. Well, thank you. Thank you for being here with us today. Tell John we said hello.
I
And
will.
thank you, everyone, for being here with us. We do have a lot of webinars on post-secondary education, options post high school, different things that are out there. So if you're on that planning journey and you're thinking about these things, you can check some of those things out on the YouTube channel. But I always just like to encourage and remind people, and this is just such a perfect example, is that there are a lot of options out there. A lot of families think, oh, there's no way my kid can't go. But there are a lot of programs and a lot of options. And what the other thing I would also say is research early and plan early for availability, so that way you can get what you want. There is availability for your particular program that you want to sign your child up for. So thanks everyone for being here with us today. Thank you again, Kaylin. It's certainly been our pleasure, and we'll look forward to connecting with you again soon. Take care now.
Okay, thanks everyone.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.